Well, let's check sports from last night first. High school volleyball Thursday night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Creston over Southwest Valley, 3-1 in Western Iowa Conference play. AHSTW topping Underwood, 3-1. Griswold swept 3 from Audubon. It was Tri-Center, 3 in a row over Logan Magnolia. Trainer beat IKM Manning, 3-0. Missouri Valley over Riverside, 3-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Peyton Sherdan over Cam, 3-1. Coon Rapids Baird, a 2-1 winner over Perry. It was Earlham over Coon Rapids Baird, 2 in a row. Ogden beat Coon Rapids Baird, 2-0. Panorama over Coon Rapids Baird, 2-1. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Central Decatur beat Lennox, 3-2. From the Corner Conference, it was Stanton over South Page, 3 in a row. East Mills, a 3-game sweep over Heartland Christian. Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy, 3 in a row. Sydney, 2-1 over or 2-0 over Weeping Water, and Sydney also beat Southern 2-0 in action last night. Well, the Atlantic Trojan football team accomplished something last week that the program hasn't done since 2012, and that's start the season 2-0. This week they hope to build on that momentum and get a third win in a row to start the season, something that hasn't happened for over a decade. The Trojans go on the road to face Denison tonight, and we'll have coverage of that game here on KJAN. Atlantic has used a balanced attack on offense so far this season on their way to wins over Clarinda and Shenandoah. Denison head coach Chad Van Cly expects more of that balance to show up this evening.
You know, you kind of got to pick your poison a little bit because they got playmakers everywhere. In the first 2 weeks, you know, they're offensively, you know, 40 points a game. It kind of speaks for itself. And defensively, you know, they are equally as fundamental and equally as balanced. You know, they're good at every level. They don't really have a weak spot.
The Monarchs have spread the ball around to a number of players so far this season, with four different guys getting at least 10 rushing attempts through 2 games. The Monarchs like to play a veer option type offense, and Coach Van Cly thinks consistency and execution will be a big key against a well-rounded Trojan defense.
For us, it's just going to be a consistency. You know, we need to consistently execute our stuff. And, you know, when we do have an opportunity to make a big play, whether that's running the ball or passing the ball, we got to be able to take it. And I think those are the things that we got to look at more than just trying to emphasize on one side, you know, picking on a certain level. You know, their defense is so balanced that you just got to try to execute your stuff and be really fundamental with that and not turn the ball over. You know, those are the things that are going to win us this game.
Atlantic has been able to match up size-wise for the most part so far this season, but Trojan head coach Mike McDermott is concerned about the size the Monarchs will have up front.
What caught our attention is, you know, their 5 guys up front are all going to be physical and big. For our defense, they're going to have to stop the run, and we've got more athletic linemen for Denison up front. They've got, 5 nice ones, and then they've got 2 nice backs in the backfield, plus they bring in another kid every so often. So we're really going to have to play physical up front.
Coach McDermott had similar thoughts to Coach Van Cly on the offensive side of the ball. He thinks it'll be tough sledding at times against the defense the Monarchs run, but they need to be ready to hit it big when they play comes that they find a seam.
They kind of play a 3-5 defense, so they could bring 8, sometimes 9 guys on the blitz. We have to be prepared for that. That's something we've, you know, focused on all week. It's going to be, we're going to continue to pound and do what we do up front as far as the run game's concerned. But I told our kids, you know, don't get, you know, discouraged if we, you know, just get a couple yards here and there, you know. And then sooner or later, we're going to find a seam, and we got to take advantage of that. So that's going to be key in the run game.
Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call to that game tonight with pregame 6:30 and kickoff between the Trojans and the Monarchs set for 7:30. You can catch all the action on air, online, or on the KJAN mobile app. You can also watch the live streaming video tonight on the KJAN TV page at KJAN.com. Don't forget to join us at 4:45 this afternoon as well for more with Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have opened their season by knocking off the defending Super Bowl champs. Alex Smith and rookie Kareem Hunt led an offense that shredded the Patriots in a 42-27 win at New England. Smith threw a pair of long touchdown passes, and Hunt scored 3 times after fumbling on his first NFL carry. Smith was 28 of 35 passing for 368 yards and 4 touchdowns. Hunt put the Chiefs in front with a 78-yarder to punctuate Kansas City's charge after trailing 17-14 at halftime. Hunt also had a 58-yard scamper and finished with 141 yards rushing and 98 receiving. Tyreek Hill scored on a 75-yard grab and had 133 receiving yards. Hunt triggered the Chiefs' 21-point fourth quarter with a 78-yard scoring reception. The extra point put Kansas City up 28-27 following the extra point with 14:07 remaining. Tom Brady struggled mightily in the second half and didn't throw for a touchdown, finishing 16 for 36 for 267 yards. He became the 13th quarterback to start an NFL game at the age of 40. Chiefs win last night in a game heard here on KJAN. Elsewhere around the league, the Browns' rookie defensive end and NFL first overall draft pick Myles Garrett will miss Sunday's opener against Pittsburgh and possibly a few more games after severely spraining his right ankle during Wednesday's practice. This is the second time Garrett already has been hurt as a pro after he was limited during his junior year at Texas A&M by a badly sprained left ankle. The Bengals have signed linebacker Vontaze Burfict to a three-year contract extension that'll keep him with the team through the 2020 season. That move comes despite Burfict being suspended for the first three games this season following his egregious hit on Chiefs fullback Anthony Sherman in a preseason game. Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. missed a third straight practice this week because of a sprained left ankle, leaving his status in doubt for Sunday's game at Dallas. Falcons All-Pro receiver Julio Jones says he's 100% healthy for Sunday's season opener at Chicago. Jones had right foot surgery in March and took just 8 snaps in one preseason game, but he's been practicing with no restraints for the last 3 weeks. Well, the Chiefs released running back C.J. Spiller and offensive lineman Jordan Devey in a move that allows the team to sign them after their season opener last night without guaranteeing their contracts. Spiller and Devey are both veterans whose contracts would have become guaranteed for the entire season had they been on the 53-man roster for the Chiefs' first game last night. Iowa State's seniors hope to carry off the Cy-Hawk Trophy in their final game against Iowa tomorrow. Senior left tackle Jake Campos missed last year's game after suffering a season-ending injury in preseason practice.
It's one of the most special games you're part of, and you know, I've got to play in two. I've been out for one, and getting back out there is something I've looked forward to this whole year off, and you know, especially after last season, and then we're going to come back and we get them at home this year, and it's really something we're looking forward to, going out showing what we can do and just really playing as hard as we can and giving everyone what they want to see.
After a slow start, the Cyclones offense played well in a 42-24 win over Northern Iowa last Saturday. Campos says they face a tougher challenge against the Iowa defense.
They've always got a big, stout front seven. They'll come out and they'll bring it every single down, and that's something you got to respect every single year. They come out, and that's their M.O., so we just got to go out and try to match that toughness and physicality.
Iowa State linebacker Joel Lanning says the Cyclones will need to be the tougher team to get the win.
This is my fifth year playing four times. We've only beaten one time. So it's just whatever team on the game is, like, whoever is the toughest team that day, I feel like is going to win that game. You know what I mean? It's just one of those games. It's going to go back and forth. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to happen. You got to be able to handle adversity in this game. And if you can do that, then I feel like you'll be okay.
We'll have that game for you live tomorrow here on the radio. 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock is kickoff. The Big Ten Conference went 10-2 in non-conference play last week, the same number of losses it had on opening weekend a year ago. The difference was that the four football championship subdivision teams served as first week fodder in 2016. None did this year, and the Big Ten is better off for it. The Big Ten's two games against FCS opponents this season are the fewest among the Power Five conferences. Iowa made it painfully obvious how far Iowa State had fallen behind its Big Ten rivals last season, whipping the Cyclones by 39 points. Iowa State and second-year coach Matt Campbell are eager to show the visiting Hawkeyes on Saturday that they've closed that gap. Cyclones have won three of its last four games dating back to the end of last season, including their win over Northern Iowa last week. The Big 12 Conference is going to need some notable wins out of its conference to show that it's now deserving of a playoff spot in December. The league isn't off to a promising start, losing its only two games the opening weekend against teams from other Power 5 conferences. 10-time Big 12 champion Oklahoma gets a chance for a big win when they travel to Ohio State tomorrow. The fifth-ranked Sooners have won a nation's best 11 straight games since a 3-touchdown loss at home to the Buckeyes last season. 10th-ranked Florida State and number 22 Florida have canceled their respective home openers because of impending Hurricane Irma. The Seminoles were supposed to play Louisiana Monroe while the Gators faced Northern Colorado. Florida Athletic Director Scott Strickland says it's become obvious that playing a football game is not the right thing to do. Neither of those games will be made up. Also, South Florida and UConn called off their scheduled football game Saturday because of Irma. No makeup date has been announced. Well, Dexter Fowler struck out against Brad Hand with the bases loaded in the ninth inning, capping the San Diego Padres' 3-0 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Elsewhere in the National League, Chicago beat Pittsburgh 8-2, Washington over Philadelphia 4-3, Mets over Cincinnati 7-2, Atlanta beat Miami 6-5, Colorado over L.A. 9-1. The Twins' Jorge Polanco drove in the go-ahead run off ailing Kansas City closer Kelvin Herrera with two outs in the ninth inning as Minnesota rallied to beat the Royals last night 4-2. A couple of other American League games game saw the Yankees beat Baltimore 9-1 and Cleveland over the White Sox 11-2. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.